We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
Jay Stu and Sarah J here at Frightmare in the Falls in Niagara Falls.
Still.
Very happy to be here with a great actor who I've seen in a lot of great films, some of my favorites. Mr. Tom Atkins. How's it going, sir?
It's going good, man. Jay and
Sarah.
Now, you have some pictures over here, but I think the very first time I saw you in a movie, and it's one of my favorites, was Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Was it a fun shoot?
It was a golden film for me. No, really. I had two scenes in that movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all. Two. One in the bank with Danny Glover and Mel Gibson on the edge of it, over near the counter. And one in my home, having to wait for my daughter. And I wanted Danny to find them and kill everybody involved.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we're having a wake, and he's there investigating, I guess. And I was not a good guy. I was a cocaine banker.
Yeah.
But he and I had been in the Army together. And Gary Busey comes up the cliff behind me and shoots me with a long-range rifle through my French doors into my back, out my belly, into my eggnog, and out my eggnog, and I'm dead.
There were two victims in that scene. Your character and the eggnog.
Yes. Yes, there were. But I got a lot of work out of that movie.
Oh, it's a fantastic film. And Sarah's a big fan of yours from different horror things.
Yes. Creepshow and the Fall. I showed him the intro and everything from Creepshow with you in it.
Oh, yeah. I'm a good dad. I ain't nasty. Stop reading this crap. You know, a lot of people don't know. You probably do know, but my son in the movie was Stephen King's actual son.
Oh, wow.
Joe King, who is now a writer in his own right, his dad, and probably about 40. But he, he was the boy. And Stephen played Jordy in that movie.
Yes.
And got eaten by the swamp stuff.
Oh, he gets covered in all that moss.
But he hovered like just an old dad. Oh, Tom, you're not going to hurt him, are you? Because I had to slap him.
Right.
And he, because I didn't want him reading that crap, and he gave me some little lip, smart-ass lip, and I smacked him. And Stephen said, please, don't hurt him. I said, Stephen, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to touch him, but my fingers will brush his face so he knows that, you know, somebody did something, but they'll make the sound later and make it sound like more of a hit than it was. So it was fine, but he was cute. He was in that room, never left until we were all done. And I think we only maybe had to do it two times.
Oh, wow. No, I'm such a horror fan, and just seeing you. What's your favorite genre?
Night of the Creeps. It's my favorite part of
that one
that I ever played.
Oh, awesome.
Favorite movie. Yeah, I love that movie.
That's great.
I have a little. There's going to be a brand new Blu-ray release of this.
Oh, wow.
In May of 2019. Ooh. And Scream Factory is making an action figure of Detective Ray Cameron.
Oh, cool.
With two variations. The voice in the action figure will say, "Thrill me." This is my favorite line from the movie. And I will have the shotgun.
Oh, wow.
And you can take that away, and I will have a can of beer.
Oh, fantastic.
My second favorite line in the movie was, "It's Miller time," which I said often.
Oh, that's
great.
But
they can't put Miller on the can of beer, so they're going to put Decker.
Right.
So Fred Decker, who wrote it and produced it.
Oh, awesome. Wonderful.
And directed it.
Yeah.
He didn't produce it. He wrote it and directed it.
Right.
Freddie. Yeah. So it'll be Decker beer.
Now, I wanted to ask you about Escape from New York. I finally got Sarah to watch it a couple nights ago, and she loved it.
I did.
What was that whole experience like?
Oh, it was great. We had a wonderful time. There's a poster down there and a picture of me and Lee Van Cleef. And if it wasn't his last movie, it was certainly one of his last, because he was dying at the time of making it. we knew that,
yeah.
you would never know from the way he acted,
right.
behaved on the set. He was always there on time. He was always happy to be engaged in the
right.
work. He's a wonderful, wonderful man and actor. And when we weren't shooting, we'd be sitting over on the side. He'd fire up his pipe, smoke the pipe.
Nice.
And talk about Flint and the Western movies.
Oh, wow. Right.
His life. Yeah, he was a lovely, lovely guy.
Oh, wonderful.
Really sweet man.
Yeah.
Nice man.
Oh, that's
with those eyes that could hurt you
yeah.
just looking at
him. He was great in that.
We, you know, it's like two movies. Lee Van Cleef and me and a couple guys were all in Sepulveda Dam and Jet Propulsion Lab, I think, or somewhere in Pasadena at the lab tracking Snake trying to get
yeah.
through the prison in Manhattan. But that was all shot in St. Louis.
Oh.
In a terrible rundown part of St. Louis, which I hear is still the same today.
Oh, wow.
And so I never saw Adrienne or I did see Kurt because
yeah.
we put the thing on him
yeah.
before sending him over and,
yeah.
and when he got back, him and the president. And but all the rest of them were in St. Louis and we never went there. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a good thing, though.
Well, it was. Here's another thing. Adrienne and I have been in four movies together and
yes.
never once on screen together.
Oh, wow.
Never. None.
Oh, my God.
Not a one. Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask, I'm a big TV guy. Growing up with my parents, I used to watch The Rockford Files.
Yeah.
And you were on that, and you were also on some of the reunion movies, I guess.
Yeah.
What was that like? And working with James Garner.
He was great. Another really wonderful guy.
Yeah.
And a wonderful actor.
He's fantastic, yeah.
Really good actor.
Oh, absolutely.
Jimmy Garner. He always had his brother on the set, too. Jack was always part of the show. He was a cop in uniform.
Yeah.
And Jack was a kind of a pro golfer teacher. He was a really good golfer.
Oh, cool.
And he was always, you know, given to people would say, Jesus, Jack, I'm having a hard time with my driver. Bring your 7-iron tomorrow. Take their 7-iron in. He'd say, okay, show me how you hit your 7-iron. And then he'd try to help him out, give him a tip on how to swing, how to grip, how to turn.
Wow.
Yeah, how to use their hips and quit trying to use all their arms. And Jimmy, he was still shooting par in his 70s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
He was great. Lovely, lovely guy. We were sitting around talking, doing the reunion movies in the 90s, and I said, so what do you think? You got how many? He said, you know, I think this will wrap it up. We finish these because CBS doesn't really care. Nobody is.
Yeah.
And, you know, realistically, when you think of it, nobody's going to hire a 72-year-old detective.
Oh, man.
I said, I would. I'd hire Jim.
Oh, man. Well,
yeah, 72-year-old PI,
yeah.
private investigator. But we had it was always a nice time on the set. He was a good guy.
Cool. Well, I just wanted to say thank you very much for talking to us. It was awesome to meet you.
Thank you.
Very wonderful.
Thanks very
to you.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, sweetie.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.